This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are at a week now, as you surely know, until the end of voting on next Tuesday. The Senate has gone home. The House has gone home, which means, as has been clear for some time now, that the prospects of a relief package are now officially zero. President Trump said today on the stump that there will be one, a package that is, after the election. TBD on that, depending on how things turn out, I suppose. But with the virus set to have its way once again with this economy as case numbers rise, there is real damage being done, our chosen example of which today is retail. More virus means less shopping and eating out, which means stores and restaurants can't pay their rent, which means landlords can't pay their mortgages, which means eventually they default. Case in point, the mall owner Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust, which has disclosed it's gotten a loan default notice from one of its lenders. The company says it is working out a deal, but it also says bankruptcy is an option. Marketplace's Mario Segarra explains what happens next.
When it gets to the point where a mall owner can't make its loan payments or has to contemplate bankruptcy, the dominoes just keep falling from there. David Auerbach is an institutional trader with World Equity Group.
Really, everybody loses out.
The banks that lent it money, also the company's investors, and the other businesses and people it owes money to. For a mall owner, that'd be utilities,
water, gas, electricity, internal employees. You know, like for Penry, it'd be like the maintenance guys at the various mall properties.
They could all take a hit in a bankruptcy filing. And that's not even the only chain of dominoes that's been set off here. Malls are one of the biggest sources of tax revenue for a lot of towns. So when sales dry up,
potentially the community is impacted because now a mall isn't generating nearly as much sales tax revenue as it used to produce.
That's Dan Sheridan at the Hoffman Strategy Group. When a town gets less tax revenue, it might not be able to hire as many people or clean the streets as often. Joe Minerick at the Conference Board says a stimulus package could help.
We expect that some form of stimulus support can keep some of these dominoes from falling.
For instance, if the federal government allocates more funds for small business loans, that could prop up stores and restaurants, helping them pay rent until the pandemic is over. A stimulus plan would also give consumers more money to spend, but that might not actually help malls. A lot of people are staying home because they don't feel safe.
If you give them cash, that is not necessarily going to send them out to the mall again.
Another reminder, the virus is in control of the economy. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.